I have learned that if you can tie quality eating to their sports goals, performance, recovery, feeling better, jumping higher, being a better athlete, running faster, athletes are way more likely to get on board. Welcome to the Sports Nutrition Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Goodson. As a veteran sports dietitian, I know what it takes to fuel athletes to train, perform, and recover optimally. And that's what we do on this show. Provide the play-by-play on all things sports nutrition for athletes, parents, coaches, and athletic trainers. Today on the show, we are going to be talking about the 80-20 rule. Now, as a sports dietitian, I have had athletes of all ages, from ninth grade to college athletes to professional athletes to endurance athletes and really the everyday gym goer that's just hitting it hard, tell me, it really doesn't matter what I eat because I train so hard, it makes up for it. Now, I will agree that when you train a lot, you spend a lot of time on the field, on the court, on the course, on the treadmill, on, you know, in the weight room, that yes, you are burning a lot of calories, and it does take a lot of calories and energy to refuel your body and give your body the energy that it needs. And of course, for young athletes, we often look also at growth and development. So not only are they trying to grow and develop and go to school and be strong, they're also having to train hours and hours a day. And while I do agree that your body needs a lot of energy to do what it is that you're asking your body to do, I will say that the quality of that energy matters. And the reason it matters is because when you put quality nutrition, quality beverages into your body, you are going to help support optimal performance, optimal energy, and optimal recovery. If you're not putting nutrient-rich foods in your body, then oftentimes you're not going to be able to maximize at the level that you could. So let's talk about the 80-20 rule first by defining it. So the 80-20 rule basically means that 80% of the time you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, fueling your body with nutrient-rich foods that gives your body energy. So that's going to be whole grain carbohydrates, lean proteins, healthy fats, fruits, vegetable, water. You're getting in all of your training. These are going to be the nutrients that really help fuel your body and help your body recover. Hence, we want you to be consuming that 80% of the time. 20% of the time, there is room for indulgent, fun foods that oftentimes I like to describe them as being lower in nutrients but higher in calories. So think about fried foods, baked goods, pastries, desserts, lots of fast foods that we find, et cetera. It's not that you can't ever have those foods. It's that they typically are lower in nutrients, and we want athletes to be consuming the most optimal nutrients possible, which is why we want them to be in the 20%. So let's talk about the importance of the 80% and consuming those nutrient-rich foods. First things first, energy production. When we put good energy in our body via whole grain carbohydrates, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, et cetera, we are going to be able to give our body the energy that it needs to do all the training that we're asking it to do. So a lot of times for athletes, I liken this to a car. Like if you had the best sports car ever that was brand new, you would be putting optimal fuel in it. You would not be putting like off-brand gas and cheap oil in your car. You would be putting the best oil and the best gas in your car to ideally help it run at the best. So when it comes to energy production, we want to be consuming whole grain carbohydrates and fruits to really give our body the energy or the gas that it needs to do all of the activity. Another important aspect of nutrient-rich foods is muscle repair and growth. So we know that lean protein is going to support building lean muscle mass, repairing lean muscle mass after exercise, and sparing lean muscle mass. So in the world of protein, think beef, pork, poultry, fish, dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt, and cottage cheese, eggs. You also get some in plant-based foods like beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, soy foods, etc. So those protein-rich foods are going to be helping by giving our body the amino acids that it needs to rebuild and to build. So that's going to be necessary for both performance and then also for recovery. And then when we think about the importance of nutrient-rich foods in our diet on a regular basis, it's really just for overall health and wellness. These foods, fruits and vegetables, are full of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and all of the nutrients that we need to help our body rebuild, recover, keep our immune system strong and healthy, help fight inflammation, fight all the damage that we often have going on in our bodies just from environmental things. So while it doesn't seem as glamorous to be eating just fruits and vegetables, and they really do have a role in your body. And so I like to say that, you know, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants that we find in fruits and vegetables are kind of like the behind the scenes crew at a big sporting event. Like, you don't always see those people working, but if they weren't doing their job, the whole thing would fall apart. So you can kind of liken fruits, vegetables, and the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that they provide to be similar. If you aren't consuming those and they're not doing their jobs on a regular basis, your body's going to break down more quickly and more often. So including these nutrient-rich foods is essential. And this is why we want athletes to really consume 80% of their diet, 80% of the foods that they're eating from these high quality, nutritious foods that are ultimately going to be what helps them perform better, recover better, and have more energy. Now let's talk about the role of the 20% or of the indulgent foods. So as I said, these are foods that I like to say are typically higher in calories, lower in nutrients. Fried foods, baked goods, pastries, desserts, you know, just foods of that nature. It's not to say that we can't ever have them. And in fact, I actually think that people should have them into their day and into their eating pattern because it does help in a few different ways. So number one, it can really help with mental health. Like, fun foods are fun. It is fun to eat a cupcake at a birthday party. It's fun to eat dessert on vacation. It is fun to celebrate a sporting win with pizza. And that is okay. All foods can fit into an athlete's eating pattern. And a lot of times those fun foods really are kind of indulgent. They might boost morale. They might boost how you feel and, you know, whether they're providing your body with nutrients or not. Mentally and emotionally, they make you feel good. You know, it's funny. I worked for the Dallas Cowboys for 4.5 years. And at training camp, we ate 4 times a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. And the guys ate a snack at 10 p.m. every night when we got out of, or when they got out of meetings. And obviously, training camp is long days. They start at 7 a.m. These guys have walkthroughs, they have practice, they're in meetings. It is a long day, and training camp is like 30-something days long. And so usually in the evening, I would always provide like a snack that was, like, there was always a nutritious option, but then there was one that was higher in calories. And Coach Garrett used to always joke with me, and he would be like, is this really promoting our nutrition and like how they're going to perform over the course of the day? And I would always joke back with him, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we eat for nutrition. Our 10 p.m. nighttime snack, we eat for morale, because these guys were working so hard. Like, they needed a cookie here and there. They, you know, that was going to make them happy. And I have learned with athletes that if you don't include some of their fun foods, like, they're just less likely to stick to the 80%. So incorporating some of these foods can be good. And it really, it also allows for flexibility. The reality of the situation is there are birthday parties, there are holidays, there are vacations. And we want to have a healthy relationship with being able to eat some of those higher calorie indulgent foods and not saying, oh, we fell off the bandwagon. Nope, this was just a part of your overall eating. Now, the reason we don't want to consume these foods all the time and a larger percentage of our eating plan is because they're typically high in saturated fat and added sugar. So saturated fat and added sugar long-term can lead to inflammation. So inflammation in the body, damage to the cells, et cetera. We know that saturated fat, when taken in consistently over long periods of time, can lead to increases in total and bad cholesterol that can have a negative effect on heart health. Long-term high sugar intake of like processed foods can just, it just doesn't do a lot for our body and can lead to inflammation. And while young athletes are always like, really doesn't matter. Like I'm healthy. I don't have heart problems. I like to remind them that they have the same heart, the same cells, and the same body at 15 that they're going to have at 55, 80, and 95. And so it's really important that you're starting to fuel your body well from a young age. So while we can include some of those indulgent foods, the idea is that we're doing it like 20% of the time. 80% of the time, focusing on fueling your body optimally. 20% of the time, a little bit of fun foods is going to help everyone have a better time and just really like help support overall mental health and enjoying life as we know it. So as we think about how this really plays into exercise and fueling performance and fueling recovery, you know, balanced energy intake is important. And so we want to make sure that athletes are eating consistently over the course of the day, that they're fueling their body with whole grain carbohydrates and lean proteins at every single meal and snack, that we're putting in fruits and vegetables, plenty of water and those healthy fats throughout the daytime. And, you know, if an athlete wants a cookie at lunch, by all means, give them a cookie. One of the things that I also used to tell all my players, both at the Rangers and at the Cowboys when I worked for them, is like, if you're eating a cookie with a whole grain sandwich with turkey and cheese and lettuce and tomato and yogurt and fruit and a granola bar, like, I feel fine about that cookie. And you're drinking water. I feel fine about that cookie. If you're eating that cookie with fried chicken strips, french fries, gravy, and a soda, I all of a sudden don't feel so good about that cookie. Like it's like just adding on. So the key is that balance. So my rule of thumb, yes, I used to use this with professional athletes, is if you're going to choose a food that's higher in calories and lower in nutrients, then surround it with healthy friends. So my cookie surrounded by a whole grain sandwich with turkey, cheese, lettuce, tomato, fruit, yogurt, and a whole grain granola bar, it's surrounded by healthy friends and other foods that support optimal energy and optimal recovery. So you can think of that, especially if, you know, when we talk about young athletes that want to have a, you know, a sweet at lunch or something like that, or, you know, something in the evening. It's all about balance. And I know sometimes parents are like, oh my gosh, they shouldn't be consuming this. It's about balance. 80-20 rule. You can balance that out over the week. You, for a lot of younger athletes, specifically high school, college athletes, you probably balancing that out over the course of the day. Is 80% of what they're consuming nutrient rich? If so, check plus, then let them indulge a little bit. The other really component to look at from the 80-20 rule and performance and recovery is the recovery component, because we want athletes to recover quickly so that they're ready for the next workout, be that the next day or maybe later in the day. And nutrient timing and high quality nutrition is essential for post-workout recovery. So if you've listened to this podcast for any period of time, you've probably heard me talk about that recovery has three R's: replenish, rebuild, rehydrate. Replenish means you need carbohydrate to refuel those energy stores. Rebuild means you need protein to start the muscle repair process. And then obviously rehydrate means you need fluid to help rehydrate your body back to normal. And so we want to make sure that athletes are focusing in on high quality, nutrient rich foods following a workout in a game or a competition so that they're able to recover. Now in that post-workout window, we actually do use simple sugar. So the simple sugar that you might find in fruit or milk, chocolate milk, honey, smoothie, protein shakes, et cetera, because it digests quickly and is able to go replenish those energy stores. We also want it to have about 15 to 25 up to about 30 grams of protein, high quality protein to start that muscle repair process. So a lot of the examples I use for post-workout recovery are low fat chocolate milk, a smoothie with milk, Greek yogurt and fruit, or maybe fruit and whey protein powder and water. That could also be a ready to drink protein shake that has carbs and protein. Could be a protein bar and a sports drink or whatnot. But that recovery window is really important. So let's say after a game and an athlete wants to go eat, you know, pizza and French fries and soda. Okay, maybe that's their 20%, but by all means, let's get some proper nutrition recovery foods right after that workout or that game. So let's get some low-fat chocolate milk in there. Let's get some recovery nutrition. So we want to provide the body with nutrient-rich foods to promote optimal recovery. And when we are adding lots of higher saturated fat, higher added sugar foods, like the 20% foods, that often can have a negative effect on recovery, potentially delay some recovery. And if an athlete is doing that day in and day out, it's oftentimes that they're not going to have the energy that they need. Their body's not going to recover as quickly. Maybe they don't feel as energized the next day or as the week goes on. So that becomes really important when we talk about fueling performance and recovery. The 80-20 rule has a purpose, and we want to make sure that we're maximizing where we're putting that 80% to optimize how an athlete is going to perform and how they're going to recover. So some guidance for parents and coaches, because I know and have worked with gazillions of parents that are like, my athlete shouldn't be eating this, or why are they wanting to eat this, or should I let them eat this? So I think a lot of it really boils down to educating your athlete about proper nutrition. You know, and that could be taking them to see a sports dietitian, maybe putting them, we have sport specific programs where they can learn about nutrition. And so helping them understand what the 80-20 rule is and why those nutrient-rich foods are important for performance, recovery, and energy levels. So a coach bringing in a sports dietitian to give a talk, or giving out some handouts that gives optimal meal and snack options around practice, pre and post exercise. Education is going to be where we start, so the athlete understands the why. A lot of times if you just tell them the what, they're not as likely to do it. If you explain to them the why, they're going to be more likely, because they're going to be able to tie that why to their why. I want to perform better. I want to be a better athlete. I want to recover better, et cetera. The next thing that I would encourage for guidance for coaches and parents is overall environmental support. So practice what you preach. If you say we're going to do this, this, and this, like practice that and supply like an environment that supports what you're saying. I once worked with a coach and he used to yell at female athletes for eating junk food. And then after games on road trips, he bought them junk food. And I'm like, not supporting what we are trying to teach them. And so creating an environment that supports healthy nutrient-rich foods, having those foods available at your house, in your pantry. What are we feeding the kids on road games? What are we feeding them pregame? You know, what kind of snacks are available in the locker room or at a tournament? So let's make sure that we are creating a fueling environment that supports what we want athletes to do, how we want them to fuel their body, and the messages that we are sending. I also would encourage parents and coaches to really not use food as a reward or as a consequence. So like, we didn't win the game, so we can't have ice cream. Or we did win the game, so we're all just going to go eat whatever we want. So trying to stay away from that and focusing more on non-food rewards is important. As I said, we all tie some version of emotion and happiness to some of our favorite foods, and that's okay. But let's just talk about creating an environment that supports those healthy habits that we're asking the athletes to create and to really like foster in their daily lives, day in and day out. Finally, emotional and psychological support. We need to encourage athletes to have a healthy and positive body image and a healthy, positive attitude towards food. We live in a day and age with social media and just a lot of information floating around, a lot of misinformation floating around that has the ability to really confuse athletes and can lead them to believe that they should be on some trendy diet, taking some crazy supplement, doing some crazy eating plan, when really we need to support healthy, nutrient-rich eating in a way that supports performance and recovery. I have learned that if you can tie quality eating to their sports goals, performance, recovery, feeling better, jumping higher, being a better athlete, running faster, athletes are way more likely to get on board. So let's not talk about weight and body composition from coaches and parents, and especially for young athletes. Let's talk about fueling our body. Let's talk about putting quality energy in our body so that we get quality energy and results out of our body. Let's talk about proper hydration of fluids that are going to hydrate us versus added sugar that could cause inflammation. Let's not talk about cheat days. Let's talk about consuming some foods that are our favorites that maybe are lower in nutrients that we shouldn't consume every day. A lot of times athletes have the kind of tendency to go extreme end to end. And that often just one extreme usually leads to the other extreme. So I have really strict and then they binge, or I have like crazy eating and then they don't feel good. So they start restricting a lot and then they don't have enough energy. So really, really important that first, as parents and coaches, athletic trainers, strength coaches, we're educating the athlete on what they should be doing. Number one. Number two, providing an environment that supports what we're saying, providing those nutrient-rich foods and beverages and options, and then allowing for the occasional indulgences, and then really focusing on emotional and psychological support for these young athletes. Encourage healthy body image, encourage healthy choices, encourage healthy attitudes towards food. And that the 80-20 rule is really about balancing your plate. It's about including those favorite things and the foods that we should also love because they give our bodies energy. So as you're moving into the summer months when vacations and, you know, lots of pool parties and barbecues and all the things are like on the docket every single week, let's try to live out this 80-20 rule and let's help athletes understand this is how I create a real life version where I can enjoy all the foods that I need to eat, all the foods that I love, while also benefiting my performance, my recovery, and helping me to have the best energy that I can have to do what it is that I'm asking my body to do in the weight room, on the court, on the course, or on the field. Thank you for listening to the show. Don't forget to like and subscribe to stay up to date with our latest episodes. If you have questions or would like me to cover a specific topic, leave us a review. And for more information and resources, check out the sportsnutritionplaybook.com and be sure to tune in every other week for new episodes.